This is St. Louis Public Radio. A new grocery store is set to open this month in East St. Louis. It's in the middle of a food desert where healthy food options are slim to none. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson reports, the location and the co-owner's murky financial past could pose challenges for the success of the store.
Meat department, frozen food, dairy.
Sterling Moody is walking me through his new grocery store. He's pointing out all the key components of Neighbor's Market, a full-service grocery store. It has a place for a butcher, dairy products, and the crown jewel, a robust produce aisle. Moody says the market's focus on fresh food is particularly important because a good chunk of East St. Louis is a food desert.
I don't know how many miles it is, but you can just go buy a simple banana. Just some simple green beans, just some simple produce items. It's just not available, and that is why the store is designated a food desert.
The store will offer a variety of prepared healthy meals, like sandwiches, soups, and salads. Moody says it's about becoming a part of the community.
And so we're trying to get them to label this as their grocery store and just take ownership in it.
Moody is not new to grocery stores. He's made a name for himself by setting up stores in underserved communities throughout the region. He opened two in St. Louis. They're now both closed. And last year, he tried to open yet another in Caro in southern Illinois, but that never came to fruition. Moody has a track record for going into debt. Recently, a civil judgment required him to pay back more than $62,000. Moody says he's still paying that off. That's on top of other instances of mismanagement of funds. Bottom line, Moody knows he has something to prove.
And the main thing, you know, everyone loves a success comeback story. So, you know, no matter who was doing this or who was saying this, the success will just wipe out all that crazy talk.
He says he's not solely to blame for how things turned out. One store caught on fire, a former business partnership turned sour, and that same guy was sent to prison for conspiracy to commit arson and mail fraud. But this time around, Moody is funding his store differently. He's getting a $325,000 loan from IFF. That's an organization that provides financing and real estate consulting to nonprofits and food and affordable housing projects. David Desai Ramirez, the executive director for the Southern Region for IFF, says while they are aware of Moody's financial past, all loans have a perceived risk.
Yes, we are concerned. We feel like we've done many, many months of analysis and have put a little bit of belt and suspenders around the project in a way that we're trying to give it and Sterling and the community sort of the best chance to have a thriving grocery store for the next, you know, foreseeable future.
Although IFF approved the loan for Neighbor's Market, Desai Ramirez says the loan is not in Moody's name. Moody would not identify the associate, but even without his financial track record, this is still a difficult business to get into. Dr. Michael Hare is an assistant professor of marketing at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. He says independent stores setting up shop in food deserts have to factor in all kinds of things.
Is the store going to be near public transportation? And then and also the business hours, you know, are they going to be open 24/7 so that, you know, consumers who, you know, work night shifts or whatever can make it, or are they going to open a limited time of day?
What's more, Hare says, because the store is independent, it does not have the buying power and financial support of a national chain. But Neighbor's Market does have its advantages. It sits across the street from the Emerson Metrolink station and is right underneath apartments for senior citizens. Moody says a new partner and a smaller space to work with will make things easier this time around.
I know it's going to work. We have funding. We have operating capital. We're going into a good lease. So this is a good situation.
And Moody hopes to build on it by adding a second store to East St. Louis by the end of the year. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, St. Louis Public Radio.